Welcome to Advance, wherever you are. We're glad that you're with us today. And I'm one of your panelists, Doris, and...
Hi, everyone. I'm Campbell.
And this is Pauline.
And we hope that you're enjoying the article, because everybody likes to travel. Isn't that true, Pauline?
Oh, it's certainly true for me.
Campbell, do you like to travel or not?
I love to travel. It's always fun to explore new places.
Mm-hmm. I think we all like to. There are some people that want to just stay at home, but most people like to travel, I think. And when we travel, we want to have a good time, don't we?
Yeah.
Want to see other things, right?
And we want to relax, and we want to have a nice vacation.
But what is this article trying to teach us that's different?
Well, it's just trying to remind us that we are going to make an impact when we go to other countries, and we want that impact to be positive, not negative.
That's true. You know, if we do things that are not, that we shouldn't do in a country. I remember going to Vienna once and seeing some Chinese students there that were eating in a restaurant, and you're supposed to put the food in the garbage can afterwards at McDonald's, and they just left it on the table, and they laughed and left it dirty, and everybody looked at them, and they thought, oh, what kind of people are they?
Uh-huh.
So you make a bad impact for your own nationality.
Right.
And if American students do things that say, oh, those American students. So you not only make an impact that's bad for you, you make one that's bad for your country, don't you?
Right. Yeah. And I think it's important to be culturally sensitive. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to be aware of certain gestures or certain actions that might be okay in your country, but then... you know, they may be considered rude somewhere else.
That's true. That sounds like another lesson that we've had before, but we need to keep having it, how to act when we go to different countries. And now we're talking a little bit about countries that are probably not so good economically speaking, because some of these things that they're talking about have to do with countries like in Southeast Asia or India or maybe even South America. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. There's areas of South and Central America that really struggle with poverty and underdevelopment. And
right.
So some of these tips that we're going to look at today would be really beautiful for
them.
Well, those are very beautiful countries. They're lovely countries. Mm-hmm. They just don't have the economic success. And so sometimes the people there are not... they don't have as much as we have. We have
That's
to think
right.
of that.
Yeah.
They can't afford to travel, even if they wanted to. So we want to make a good impact on them, don't we?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We don't want to just go and use their resources and kind of abuse their country by just taking, right? We want to be thinking about how can we go and give back and care for the people who live there all the time. And these are some nice tips today for that.
So sometimes we don't think about these things. So we did talk about three things that might be good, but there's seven ways. And our article is on pages 22 and 23. Now, yesterday, to do a quick review, we talked about three things that would help make a good, positive impact. What was the first thing?
The first one was my favorite, which is to skip the big chain hotels and mega resorts.
Okay, so stay at the smaller places, and I think that could be a good idea. What do you think, Campbell?
Yeah, as we were saying yesterday, it helps the community when you stay in these local places rather than the big chain hotels.
Right, the big chain could be owned by somebody even in another country.
That's right.
You want to help the local people. When you buy local products, you're helping the local people and the economy, aren't you?
Right.
So that's a good tip, isn't it?
Like I said, it was my favorite tip.
Okay. Well, what was the second one then, Campbell?
Well, number two is eat like a local.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so instead of going to the familiar chain restaurants, try some of the local cuisine. Go to some street vendors or some restaurants, but definitely be careful.
Yes. Well, why should we be a little bit careful?
Well, we just want to make sure that... we don't get ourselves sick on vacation because that's no fun at all.
Right.
And, of course, people in other countries have developed their immune system a little differently. So while they may not get sick, you might get sick.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to be conscientious about what places you choose to try new cuisines. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go out and enjoy. Just be cautious.
You do have to be careful if you're in countries where the sun is very hot and, and the food is sitting outside, and then it's very easy to get sick, get
That's
stomach
right.
problems, and also be a little bit careful. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't eat the local things. Just you should be a little cautious of the sanitation, though, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But it's good to eat local food. Don't just always eat the things that are in the big chain stores that
right.
you see all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's number two. So what was the third one then, Pauline?
And the third one was to leave the staff cash tips.
Okay, to leave some money for them. And usually they would put it on a table or put it on a bed or a little envelope or say thank you on it. And should you put it in U.S. money?
Well, only if that country uses U.S. money. You want to put it, you want to give them the money that is in their country's currency so that you're not adding extra work and fees on top of
right.
the experience for them. You want it to be an all positive experience when they receive money.
Right.
No, I think you should always use the local currency, whatever it is,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Definitely makes it a lot easier for the locals.
For them to use it. So it's nice to leave a tip too
mm-hmm.
because you appreciate you know, what they've done for you there at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way when you go to a restaurant sometimes, it's nice to leave a little tip.
Right.
Although it sometimes says that there's a service charge, but do they get all of the money if it's on their service charge?
No. Sometimes up to 40% can be taken by the hotel or the restaurant mm-hmm. before it gets to the hands of the service.
So if you didn't listen yesterday, that's a review. And even if you did, it's always good to review. But where are we going to start today, Pauline?
So today we're starting on the top of page 23, and we're going to look at our first tip of today. It's actually tip number 4, bring items to donate to local schools.
I think that's a tip that most people haven't even thought about.
Mm-hmm.
So let's read that one. Let's read number 4.
Four, bring items to donate to local schools. Pack a small suitcase full of pens, crayons, and other essential school supplies to drop off at a local school. Many of our favorite destinations are in countries with lower economic status and little to no school funding. So even critical, everyday items aren't being provided or are running desperately low. Every little bit helps.
Now, that's one thing that I had never thought about, and I've traveled a lot. We sometimes do bring certain items to help if people request if you bring something to help. But I didn't think about donating to the local schools. Did you think of that, Campbell?
No, I didn't think. This is not something that's never actually crossed my mind to do. I think it would be really helpful for us to be able to bring some of these school supplies over to help the children of that local area.
Don't you think so, Pauline?
It's a great idea. I have to admit, I haven't thought of it either, but I'm kind of embarrassed that I haven't thought of it before because I worked in a community English school in Costa Rica, and we would have people come visit, and frequently they would bring supplies that really helped us out at the school.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely can see where this would be really helpful. And also, speaking as somebody who worked at a small little hotel in Costa Rica, if a guest had come and told us that they had brought this stuff for school kids, we would have loved to help them get that to the schools that could have really used it.
So I think that's a very good idea, you know, because some countries are in a lower economic status. Now, I think if you're going to some place like Singapore, you probably wouldn't do that.
Right.
They wouldn't need it, and they would wonder what's the matter with you doing
right.
that.
Yeah.
But if you're going to some little place out in Myanmar or Nepal or some of these local, very far away villages in the Philippines where the people don't have very much, I'm sure they would appreciate it. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. And I think it's just a really good practice to be thinking about what can I bring to give whenever I go somewhere. So that also can just include what little candies or snacks come from your country that you could give to the shuttle driver who takes you to your hotel, that you could give to the people that you meet as just another way of thanking them and making a personal connection that's positive and is about sharing who you are and your culture in a positive way. And definitely, if you're going to a country that really struggles economically, thinking about that on a bigger scale of how you can help communities.
You don't have to have a special suitcase for that. Sometimes you can't take more than one suitcase yourself when you travel.
Mm-hmm.
But just pack a bag anyway or part of your suitcase, you can put in some things.
Right.
And then you could drop them off at the school or you could find out ways to help them, mm-hmm. especially those with lower economic status. And what does that actually mean?
It means that, you know, maybe their monthly salary is not as high as other places.
Right, and then the schools don't have a lot of funding. The kids have to buy their own pencils and things like that.
Exactly. You know, another thought I had is a lot of times when we travel, there may be somebody that we're visiting. And if you're visiting somebody who lives in that area, you can always ask them, what things can I bring either to help you or do the schools need anything? Mm-hmm. Are you involved in a church community, whatever? You know, you can ask them, what is something that I could bring that would help the community you're in?
So that would make a very positive impact, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
They would appreciate that. Well, not as we said, not only school things, but the community. Let's take number 5. It has to do with helping the community.
Five, donate clothes to the community. Ever bought flip-flops just to wear on vacation or purchased a cover-up to enter a religious site? If you aren't planning on using your newly purchased clothing item post-getaway, or just have some stuff you brought with you that you don't really want to wear anymore, give it to the local community. Oftentimes, hotels will have donation stations near their front desks. Or you can just ask a staff member to help you spread the love.
So sometimes when we're on vacation, you want some comfortable footwear, so we might buy some flip-flops. Flip-flops are just those sandals that you wear on your feet, and you're probably not going to wear them after your vacation. So the suggestion here is to donate them.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And what else could you take?
Well, it also mentions purchasing a cover-up to enter a religious site. So if you go somewhere where culturally you need to cover your head or you need to wear something that you know in the future you're not going to use again, then it just offers to us a suggestion for what we might think about doing with these things that we've purchased only for our vacation and won't be used again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And or you just brought some things and you think, well, I don't really need to keep this anymore. The people here don't seem to have a lot. I think I'll just leave it for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very good idea. And
right.
Some hotels even do have a place you can do that, don't they?
That's right. It says oftentimes hotels will have donation stations near their front desks, or you can just ask a staff member to help you spread the love.
And I think this is such a great idea. I liked what Doris was saying before we started rolling the tape for recording this. We were talking about you want to be sensitive about how you offer donations. Because sure, if you offer somebody your used shoes personally, it might come across as pity in a way that's kind of judgmental or might make them feel embarrassed. Mm-hmm. So you might not want to do it directly to that person. You might want to use your hotel as the middleman to say, hey, I have these things and you have relationships with the people in the area. You know who might need some shoes or what community outreach programs could get this into the hands of the people who need it in a way that won't be embarrassing for them.
Of course you could. If somebody says, oh, I love that sweater, that's beautiful, you could say, okay, you can have it. I have more at home.
Uh-huh.
You know, it depends. You have to do it in a very tactful way.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. But so you could donate different things. Now, there's something else, though, coming up that we have to do. We've done 5 things. What's number 6, Campbell?
Number 6 is choose excursion companies with sustainable practices.
Now, that's something we don't always think about. Let's read that one.
6. Choose excursion companies with sustainable practices. Make sure the tour provider you are paying to show you all of these things cares about maintaining them. Don't be afraid to ask about the company's sustainable practices and eco-friendly features, or if your money is contributing to the sustainability of these gorgeous places.
Well, excursion companies, those are like travel agencies, aren't they usually?
Not so much travel agencies. They're not helping you book an entire trip. Excursions usually are just day trips. So maybe it's a snorkeling trip or a surfing day out. It's usually a one-day you know, outing that you're doing with a company that's helping you.
Well, now, what could be sustainable practices, though, Pauline?
That's a good question. Usually when we talk about sustainable practices, we're talking about environment and community impact. Mm-hmm. So wanting to support companies that care about interacting with the community and the environment in a way that will maintain the good of that environment and that community for a long time and help it.
Mm. I think this is a little difficult, you know, for everybody to understand, because they talk about, you have to say, what about this company's, don't be afraid to say, what are your sustainable practices? How would you say that?
Well, just how would you support the local area, right? And what would you, what kind of things would they be doing to take care of the environment?
Like the eco-friendly features. Mm-hmm. Now, for instance, if you go down to the Philippines, you can go a lot of places where they have beautiful, beautiful fish. But some places, they will actually have dynamite in the water mm-hmm. to kill the fish so that they can, and say, well, I'm not going to go any place that does that.
Right.
So that would be one of the kind of features. If they're going to be wrecking the reef or doing something, say, I'm not going to have anything to do with that.
Exactly.
So you check out and see if they're doing something that mm-hmm. ruins the environment mm-hmm. by you being there.
Exactly. And again, like we were saying yesterday, you want to do your homework on these things. Don't just pick the very first hotel or the very first excursion company that you see.
Right.
Do a little research. Find out what their practices are, what reviews they've gotten. Has there been some questions about the ethics of the way that they mm-hmm. interact with the people or with the environment? Or are there others that are known for doing really good work in the community and you want to support them?
Right. Yeah. You know, there are different areas in the world that are amazing to visit. But if you're going there and you're destroying the environment so that other people in the future aren't going to be able to visit, well, then it's not really worth it.
Well, don't go any place in Africa where they shoot elephants
yeah,
for the tusks.
Exactly.
And you have to find out about all that, don't you?
Absolutely. I think it's part of being a responsible traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have the blessing, the opportunity to get to go on these trips that many people don't get to, then I think it also comes with the responsibility of doing it well in a way that's going to help those areas, not harm them.
Mm-hmm.
So the money that you have, that you spend, you want to contribute to keeping the environment, to the sustainability of sustaining it or keeping it like it is, of these gorgeous places. You don't want to say because you're spending your money there, they can cut down more trees or,
mm-hmm.
you know, put cement on the sand mm-hmm. to make it nicer. You got to watch where you go. Be sure that you're going to some place that doesn't ruin that place,
exactly.
but that makes it nicer.
Yes.
And I think that's very important to know, like you said, you have to do your homework on it and find out.
Mm-hmm.
Say, well, I don't want to spend my money there because they do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have animals in cages or whatever it is. You see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say, I don't want to have my money go to that. That's
right.
important, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it's really important.
So that's number six. Now, number seven is a longer one here, but it's talking about enforcing your lifestyle or beliefs on the locals. That's a little bit difficult to know how to really get into doing that. To enforce means to pushing the way
mm-hmm.
you live.
Mm-hmm.
You should all live like we do as Americans or as Chinese or whatever it is. Don't force that or your beliefs on local people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read that last column on page 23.
Mm-hmm. 7. Do not enforce your lifestyle or beliefs on the locals. One of the most positive things you can do while traveling, which is often one of the hardest for some people, is just soak up the culture and people of the places to which you are traveling. Don't force your beliefs, social, cultural, or religious customs on the people or place you are visiting. This also includes wearing the appropriate dress in conservative countries or establishments to show you are respectful and open-minded. Even if you are behind the walls of a hotel the entire time, the staffers are locals and need to be respected as such. Remember, we are the guests in their homes. And while we all may be guilty of viewing foreign lands through the filters of our own lives, it's often a different world. And that's exactly why we love to travel.
Well, it says that one of the most positive things you can do then, and it's often harder for some people, is to just take in or to soak up. Sometimes we say we soak up the sunshine. Mm-hmm. I think about soaking up being in the bathtub, and so, mm-hmm. but then you can be outdoors and soak in the sun. Now, how can you soak up the culture?
Well, basically it means you're just enjoying it. You're not right. trying to make it into anything. You're not trying to do something with it. You're just enjoying it. And I agree, that is one of the fun things about travel. I've said a couple times during this article that I think the fun of travel is taking it in, learning about the culture and enjoying it for its differences.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it's also, it continues saying, don't force your beliefs, social, cultural, or religious customs on the people or place you are visiting. And we mentioned that earlier, just things that may be okay in your country, might be considered rude somewhere else, and you want to be careful about that. You want to be sensitive to that.
Right. We could say, well, you don't have to do that. Here you're supposed to cover your head. You don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. Don't try to take away and make them do the things that are okay for you. Mm-hmm. They might not be okay for them.
Right. I read an article recently about certain diplomats who are traveling to these Muslim countries, and they refused. It was a woman, and she refused to wear the head covering because she was trying to make a statement that, you know, women should be able to wear whatever they want. And, I mean, in a way, that's true, but culturally, it's kind of insensitive to do that.
I know. When I was up in Kazakhstan and I went to talk to some women in the villages, I put a scarf over my head. It doesn't hurt to do
mm-hmm.
that. And in some places, they like certain kinds of clothes, and other places they don't. So don't try to make them all look just like you do.
Right.
Because then they won't fit into their own environment. Mm-hmm. They'll be in trouble there, won't they?
Yeah.
And again, it doesn't speak well of you or your country or whatever faith that you are representing. You want people to come away thinking, wow, that American was really gracious. I didn't know they were so kind and understanding. Mm-hmm. Or that Christian was so thoughtful. I didn't know that they were so willing to understand and think about my way of thinking. You want them to go away thinking positively about you and the different people groups that you represent.
Well, I think line 10 here tells us very clearly. It says, show that you are respectful. Now, you don't have to agree,
mm-hmm.
but you respect. We don't all have the same ideas on things,
mm-hmm.
but I respect yours, and then you should respect mine.
Right.
But if you don't respect others, then they won't respect you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be respectful, and you have to be open-minded. What does that mean, to be open-minded?
It means that you are willing to accept new ideas, and you're open to learning new things, and that you're not just closed off to these new experiences.
And if there's certain things that are not right in that country, you say, well, I'm in a great big hotel, and, you know, all the people there in the hotel, of course, are local people, but I don't care if they like it or not. I'm not going to, you know, worry about it. Remember that they all have to come from that background, mm-hmm. so respect other people.
I'm really glad they wrote that. There was a couple times in Costa Rica that the people that I worked with would share things that had happened in other hotels before they came to work with us, and I was really offended and, like, saddened that my culture had, like, been so insensitive to those that were working around them and acting and saying things that were just really uncomfortable for mm-hmm. them, and clearly didn't care. We weren't thinking about the maids and the cooks as people
right.
who came from a culture
exactly.
that weren't going to understand. And
yeah.
and we really want to do that. Obviously, I don't think it's anybody's intention to be mm-hmm. offensive, but you just forget. And so this is a nice reminder that even in the hotels, even mm-hmm. in the resorts, all those people that are working to give you a really great experience, they're coming from a different culture, and you want to be sensitive to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we feel like, well, we're paying money to be there, so we should be able to. But it says down here, but in line 14 or 13, remember that we are guests in their homes. Even
mm-hmm.
though we're paying guests, it's not our place. It's their place.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we might be guilty of saying, well, this is what we think because
mm-hmm.
of our background.
Right.
But it's a different world.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to travel. We want to see the different world. If it all becomes the same, there won't be anything to see.
Mm-hmm. Right, there will be no more reason to travel if we make it all the same, right?
Well, there exactly. might be some reason, because the sun shines more in some countries. And there's more sand and things like that, you know. But it is something that we have to be aware of. So these are all some very good tips, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. There are a lot of great things to remember next time we travel.
I'm ready to go traveling all over again.
Ready to go. Are there any certain words that we should remember that we know? I think there's a lot of good words we've learned here. I think sustainable means something to keep it as it is. Mm-hmm. Maintaining, those are good words.
Yep.
I really like the word stellar. Yep. I think that's an easy one to add into your vocabulary. If you find yourself always only using the word great, wonderful, grand, this can be a new one to throw in, so it just changes, you know, makes you sound even a little more intelligent, you know? And it's an easy one to slip in, just meaning really good.
And don't forget to just soak up the culture of other people, or, in other words, be a part of it. Take part of it when you're there. Don't be an outsider. Just take part of their culture, too.
That's right. So we hope that you've been soaking up this English lesson and that your English becomes stellar.
And remember to make a positive impact, whether you're traveling or not. What we do, the way we act, influences people around us. So even in your family or your home or your office where you are, be positive today. Make a positive impact. Isn't that good advice for all of us?
Very good advice.
Really great.
So we hope you have a good week, and we have more lessons coming up. We're glad that you're with us every day in our advanced class. So until next time, let's all say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.